I'm pleased to be joined in the studio with writer and journalist Sylvia Kent. Sylvia writes for national and regional magazines and online journals. She's also been awarded the Freelance Writer of the Year Award. She's a head of the Society of Women's Writers and Journalists. Her own books, and there are many, include Brentwood, Historic Towns and St Mary Magdalene, along with her most recent book, Barkin and Dagenham from Old Photographs. Her blog attracts thousands of readers from all over the world, and it currently stands at how many, Sylvia?
316,000.
Views.
Yeah.
There we go. Only a few then. We're joined in the studio by our guest today is journalist Hayley Anderson. So very good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Lovely to meet you.
Yes, I know. You too.
We've been having a nice little chat off air. Now we're going to start with Miss Sylvia.
Yep.
So tell us about what you've been up to.
As you know, this is a book club and we are reading... we've been going 18, 19 years at Billericay Library once a month, 2 o'clock. At the moment, we're reading The Siege by Helen Dunmore. Now, she was a lovely, lovely writer. She died last year and came to Brentwood, to the Brentwood County High. So I interviewed her there and it was huge. It was an enormous audience and she's lovely. Anyway, the book... The Siege is fabulous. The only thing is I'm halfway through, so I've got to find time to finish it before the next set.
What's the outline of the story?
It's the Russian siege in that horrible, horrible winter where so many died. Very sad, but there are little moments where you, of gladness, as there is in most of these sorts of books. But as I say, I'm only halfway through, so I can't really give a good review. Also, I'm reading about Lady Astor being the first woman to take her seat in Parliament in 1919.
Yeah.
She is connected with our Society of Women Writers. She was maternal auntie to Joyce Grenfell. If you know anything about writing and performing, Joyce was wonderful and a film star.
Ahead of her time.
Indeed. And she died in 1979. Mm. So I've written about her in one of my other books. I've written 10 books. Last book I'm reading started was self-published. A lot of people are self-publishing because they can't get a commission.
Yeah.
And this one I'm mentioning is Peter Georgiadis. And he's written a book called Quite a Pleasant Little Journey. And it's a brilliant book, but never sees the light of day in the bookshops.
And what's it about?
It's about the First World War. Oh. Very, very clever story. So halfway through that, my newest book is being researched. I can't say too much about it, but it should be out in the summer. And see how we go.
Now, would it be anything to do with these two things on the desk?
No.
All right, okay. I'll just say that when Sylvia comes in, she's only allowed in if she brings me food. And she makes the most wonderful chutney. And really, you should be selling to the farm shop down the road.
And jam.
And jam as well. Yeah, I love that.
Plum marmalade.
Plum jam. Yeah. You made? Mm. Oh, just got through. Lovely.
Just working different ideas.
Plum jam's gorgeous.
But I do like writing about people.
Yeah. So we could have said you like writing about jam.
I love writing about people. Yeah.
It's Hayley Anderson. Now, you are a journalist.
Yeah.
What made you want to be a journalist?
I think I've always wanted to be a judge. I think even when I was little, I think it was one of my friends actually. She said, "Oh, I want to be a journalist." And I thought, "Oh, I wonder what that is." And I looked into it a bit more. And I just realised, "Oh, it's a lot about talking to people. It's about writing." And I love both of them. Mm. So I was kind of like, "Oh, that's perfect for me." So then I just carried on doing it because when I left college, I took an apprenticeship with a local paper, and then after that, I've been working for the paper for 5 years, and now I'm doing enjoy that one more. Most of our office is actually women.
Yeah,
I think there's like obviously my executive editor, he's a man. There's a few others, but yeah, it's mainly women, and obviously because it's like local journalism that I do. Yeah, I think maybe nationals is maybe predominantly men, but women are mainly dominating like local journalism, which is interesting. But.
And how has it changed since you've been there with social media and people with their phones?
It's become more important, definitely. Yeah. I think when I first started, it was definitely more about, we obviously still go outside of the office and you still go out and get to talk to people and like you go and like go on, you can do like raids with the police or you could do features with different people. But I think social media is definitely more important nowadays. Mm. So I think you do get a lot of stuff from going on Facebook and Twitter and stuff. So I think that's become more of a thing over the past 5 years, I've noticed.
Enjoy Brentwood more.
Basically, how it sort of started. We was a Facebook page originally, I think back in May. Sort of started like getting more followers, getting more people to like the page and everything. And then we launched the website, I think a few months ago now. Mm. And then from that, now we put the little booklet together, and that can be, and that's available in sort of like local businesses, so independent like.
And it's free, isn't
it? It's free, yes. Wow. It's available in like cafes and pubs and yes. different businesses throughout yes. the borough. And it's basically got all different features and listicles and quizzes and all that sort of stuff that's on the website.
It's fabulous. I love the picture on the front because that's Brentwood lighting up. Did you go along?
I did go along.
Yeah.
Yes, it was very good. It was a lovely event.
It's lovely.
Yeah, I know. It's so wonderful.
You must be so proud.
I know. And it's just like, and there's so many people and everyone's so happy. And it's just like, it's a wonderful event to go to every year.
This is absolutely great. You've got funky voices. Yeah. Oh, they're enrolling now. I'm just looking into it at the moment. You've got Brentwood Operatic Society chairwoman as well with a story. And then we've got Brentwood Live, obviously, because Brentwood Live are a brand new organisation that are bringing back to Brentwood big names for the Brentwood Centre.
Yeah.
So you've got Alexandra O'Neill, you've just had...
I saw him coming.
Yeah. And loads more planned as well for coming here. You've also got Chicken and Frog Bookshop in this issue as well.
Favourite.
So nice.
Which is Natasha and Jim down at the shop.
She's lovely.
Fabulous. Aww. Top five restaurants. Did you have to go in and review these?
Well, no, this one actually. This was actually from the Facebook page because it's also a little bit... So it's not just about my own opinion. Mm. It's also about like the community's opinion and stuff. So basically I just asked everyone, what's your favourite restaurants go to, and basically just gather them all together.
I would like to try them all.
Yeah. I've tried a few of them on there, but I would like to try a few more.
I used to do that. You get fat if you're not careful.
Fine.
I love food.
Yeah. And we've got, have you ever done a random act of kindness? Now, I believe that Villan has actually been into the studio here with Bob Simpson. Yeah. And Do Good in Brentwood is a fantastic organisation.
It's wonderful. She's so lovely and she's so dedicated to it. Because I follow her on Facebook as well. And I can and see her like her updates with her children and what they're doing that week. And I'm like, oh, look what she's doing now. She's lovely.
So you basically, is there a team of people that put this together with you?
It's just me. And then I've got my editor who sort of oversees everything, and then we've got Jackie Ross who's on the advertising side of it, but content wise it's me either writing it or putting it together from like people who contribute to the magazine, which obviously Sylvia is our history columnist.
History. Some people find it boring, but
it's
others
wonderful.
Like it.
I love it. I always look forward to reading it. It's really lovely.
There you go. History's First World War, and that is another feature that you've done in this as well. Oh, Sylvia, you're everywhere. Lovely put together piece of journalism. So you've got the top five famous Brentwood faces. I'm not going to tell you because you need to have get a copy.
You need to read it.
But you will be able to probably get it here at the Brentwood Centre, Chicken and Frog Bookshop. There's loads of other places.
And the library,
well.
I think.
Yeah, library. My favourite place. Hospital. I think there's loads of different places. Yeah.
Now, you are, besides being a journalist, you are going to be, we won't give too much away, but you are actually going to be writing or in the process of writing a book as well.
Yes, like I obviously, like I said, I've always wanted to be a journalist, but also I've always wanted to be an author. I've always wanted to write books and stuff. So I'm starting my own book and hopefully
what's the topic
I won't give too much away, but basically it's about different people's stories, like a human interest, but so there's loads of different people's stories, so it's not just one character that you follow.
It's a compilation
It's a compilation of different people's stories.
But you go out and you cover quite a lot of the court stuff. How do you find doing that?
I think because I'm used to it, because I've been working for like 5 years now, and I think I'm kind of used to it, but I can get why it can be quite daunting for someone just coming into journalism, then going, oh, then you're sitting in a trial. And it is difficult, but I think you've just got to have a very sort of like focused head, just focus on what you're writing about and make sure you get all the facts down. And then you can't get too emotional about it. So I think that's the main thing. You've just got to focus on actually getting the words and getting it completely right, rather than thinking about the emotional side of it, which is difficult, but I think with experience you can do it.
And you're reporting on, say if it's a murder case, you're reporting on an ongoing case, so you obviously have to be very careful with what you
completely put down. But obviously like we're very well trained from the beginning.
Also from the law point of view, I know you have to be very hot in the legal aspect. All journalists do.
Completely. You can't go to court if you don't know your law.
Exactly.
Who would be the dream interview?
You know what, actually it's I would say actually Jacqueline Wilson, because she inspired me to
she's part of our organisation. I'm trying to get you to join.
I would love to meet her, because she actually got she got me into books. She was the person that actually got me into like writing, wanted me that she inspired me to become an author. Not I am an author, but wanted to become an author, and she would be the person I'd love to speak to. I've always said that she'd be the person I'd want to go. Thank you. One day
we have to arrange it.
That's like making your wishes come true.
I know, it's like a dream come true.
It's like Sylvia's turned into Mother Christmas. which is my question of the day. Do you think, by the way, ladies, which is my question of the day, do you think that women can play the role of Father Christmas?
Is that terrible to say no?
No.
No, I don't think so.
It's the beard bit. I can't grow one.
Unfortunately, I can most of the time. Suddenly appearing.
Get a bit muscle.
So if people want to get a copy of Enjoy Brentwood More, that is out everywhere.
Yes, it's out through, I think, mate, if you look through, you'll definitely get one in the town centre.
Yeah.
All like different, like, yeah, like I said, like pubs and cafes, and I think the Chicken and Frog Bookshop as well, I'm hoping. So yeah. It's just like, so you'll get them in loads of different places, loads of independent businesses. Yeah. Also always looking for like new contributors, like people who want to write for the website as well.
Thank you so much for coming in today, Helen. You've been really lovely to meet you. And good luck with Enjoy Brentwood More. And I know it's going to be really successful. And Sylvia, you'll be back in again for December? You coming back?
Not December, because January. I'm in London quite a lot working out on something else. But January,
lovely.
Got some surprises for you.
Oh, I hope it's going to be Colin Firth. That'd be a lovely surprise.
I'll be coming back, please.
That will be a really busy studio if he's here. Yeah. Because I didn't get Tom Cruise, as you know, but never mind.
Never mind.
I won't let it... Did you meet Tom?
No.
Oh, did you see my face? And I got really angry.
Yeah, you didn't meet Tom. Quite annoyed about that.
I thought she went a bit pink. Yeah.
Yes, he got to speak to our mayor, but not to me.
Yeah. Oh, yes, lovely girl.
I mentioned that nearly every day on the show. Yes, in fact, morning, Will. Right, coming up next, we've got some KT Tunstall. Yeah. I'll be back with more. Yeah. And thanks very much to my guests. And we'll see you again in
January. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.